Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Happy birthday, Behind the Black. 14 years of very carefully analyzing discoveries and engineering. The engineering is enhanced by the fact that it's commercial space. The engineering seems to be superb. When it comes to big space, not so much. Bob Zimmerman is here. Your subscriptions and donations are most welcome. This is the July fundraiser, which I think has a few more days to run, but then again, space is always with us. Bob, a very good evening to you. I go immediately to what looks to be a positive. SpaceX has completed the investigation of the second stage failure recently of a Falcon 9, putting satellites into orbit. That is a good thing, I think, Bob. Has the FAA responded in some positive
way? Yes. The FAA has took them about an hour or two after SpaceX announced it had completed its investigation on that July 11th second stage failure. The FAA announced that, yes, SpaceX can now resume launches. They have a launch scheduled Friday night. We'll see if they take off. They've got two more scheduled for Sunday. They have to catch up because they really do want to get 150 launches in this year, and they're on a pace to do it. They were on a pace to do it, but they need to catch up. But yes, SpaceX has now released its investigation. It turns out the upper stage was not destroyed in the failure. There was a leak which built up material around that second stage engine as it was firing. And then it turned off and it had a second burn it had to do. When it was going to do the second burn, their investigation says that all that fuel around the engine was very cold, started to freeze. And we could see that on the video, by the way, in the live stream. And what they say is the engine's got to be preheated to work properly. Instead, it was cold. So they called this a hard start, which, of course, is very violent. You know, if you throw hot water on something cold, you get a reaction, a violent reaction. And that's what happened here. The engine had further problems, but it was able to at least the stage was not destroyed, so it was able to deploy the satellites, though they were in the wrong orbit, and they have now deorbited, and they were not functional. And SpaceX figured it out. It had to do with a sensor and a crack in a line to that sensor that caused the leak. They have removed the sensor from later launches because it isn't essential to launching, and they can get the data from other sensors. And so they're ready to launch, and we have to emphasize also on that launch, the failed launch, the first stage functioned perfectly, landed, and it can be reused. And so they say they're ready to launch. They've been ready to launch, I think, for about the past week, but I think they were waiting for the FAA to finish retyping its investigation or trying to get the FAA to say yes. And so the FAA finally said yes shortly after they announced this, and so they can now resume investigations. I have to point out that the FAA has accepted the SpaceX's request that because no safety issues were involved, launches can continue while the FAA continues to retype SpaceX's report and then finalize its so-called investigation. SpaceX has finished the investigation. The FAA says it still hasn't finished its investigation. Well, basically, the FAA has no investigation to make. They're not competent to do it. They just basically retype what SpaceX has just told us. And so they have to retype it, but they're willing to let SpaceX continue.
Launching. More good news for SpaceX. A judge has issued an injunction on an National Labor Relations Board castigation of SpaceX. What was the issue, Bob? Was it hiring?
No. SpaceX had some employees who wrote an internal memo to all the other employees asking all those employees to revolt against Elon Musk. This is within the company. And then they made it public. Then it went public. So SpaceX did what you do when you've got troublemakers in your organization. It fired those eight people. who caused it, were trying to cause a revolt within the company because it was distracting to the work they were supposed to do. They were complaining about Musk's Twitter, his X feed. He was saying things on X that they just didn't like, and they said it's a distraction, you should stop, which means they want to shut him up. So he fired him. And so they went to the National Labor Relations Board and asked it to do something about it. So the NLRB sued SpaceX, claiming it had violated labor rights of those employees. SpaceX responded not by that, did not respond directly to that complaint. Instead, it went to court to sue the very foundation of the NLRB's law. It said that law, as written, allows the National Labor Relations Board to act as the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury in all cases, and also limits the president's ability to fire these executive department employees. And so SpaceX said this whole law is unconstitutional. The NLRB suspended its case of against SpaceX as these court cases went on, but SpaceX wanted the court to issue an injunction for shutting those that complained down, the case down, because they didn't trust the NLRB. They considered that the ploy to try to get the courts to consider the case moot. And the judge has ruled totally in favor of SpaceX, and what the judge said is significant. He basically said the court is satisfied that SpaceX has demonstrated a substantial likelihood of success on its claims that Congress has impermissibly protected both the NLRB members and its administrative law judges from the constitutional power of removal. This ties into an SEC ruling the Supreme Court made in late June that basically said similar laws to the SEC are unconstitutional. It's very likely the NLRB will be ruled unconstitutional as well here. And so SpaceX has won this stage of the case, but the court is indicating very well that it's going to win the whole thing.
The adventures of Starliner. NASA Boeing is in making a positive announcement, but I want to be careful. They've identified something, but they're still investigating?
Yes. What happened is, you know, during docking, several of the attitude thrusters on Starliner did not work as planned. They have managed to do tests on Starliner on ISS to get all but one of those thrusters back into operation. They then proceeded on the ground to do a whole range of static fire tests of thrusters on a duplicate Starliner capsule, one that's going to launch later, on a later mission, and basically duplicating both the docking procedures and then the undocking procedures to come to try to figure out if they can duplicate the problem on the ground. And they have successfully duplicated the problem on the ground, and they have identified the cause of the failures, they think. They think it's related to Teflon seals within the thrusters, which they detected during these ground tests. And based on the information, Boeing thinks it now can fix the problem on future capsules while also ensuring there'll be no problems returning the astronauts from ISS. They have not set a return date yet because what they want to do this coming weekend is do additional hot fire tests on the capsule on ISS to see if their conclusions are correct. These will be very quick bursts. It's attached to ISS. They don't want to give it too much because it could cause problems. But, you know, just a quick one-second burst will not cause a problem. And one-second burst across the board on all these thrusters will tell them whether or not they have the right idea. They say that there'll be a review next week in which we then will expect them to set a date. And that's what I expect here. This is generally a positive story about what's going on presently with Starliner on ISS. The bad news, of course, is that this should not have gotten to this position. Boeing should have been able to figure this problem out before they launched. They should not have had these kind of thruster problems. But they're at least, I think, doing the proper due diligence now, and we can expect these astronauts to come back probably in early August.
Boeing and Lockheed and McDonnell Douglas, all the old names from the 20th century, are no longer competitive in a fashion with SpaceX. You're especially looking at deorbiting ISS. What's happened, Bob?
Yes, it was a really good article by Eric Berger at Ars Technica about the bidding process that led NASA to award SpaceX the almost billion-dollar contract to launch a specialized Dragon capsule to deorbit ISS. And this article talked in detail about how during the bidding process, the only competitor was Northrop Grumman with its Cygnus capsule. And it appears that Northrop Grumman really wasn't interested in bidding competitively. They provided a bid that was much too expensive. They weren't willing to do it on a fixed price contract that SpaceX is glad to do, and NASA doesn't really want to do anymore. And so in the end, SpaceX won the contract. And it's noted that this is a problem because now NASA really only has one company to work with. I noticed the problem here is that all these old big space companies, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, they all see Blue Origin too, I'll include them, they all seem reluctant to compete. They don't want to do the job necessary to win customers. And either they are like Boeing, they don't do a very good job, or they're like Northrop Grumman, they're not willing to work at the price necessary to win the contract. And this is very bad for us because it indicates some fundamental problems within the American aerospace industry. Because if it's only SpaceX right now, then we have a problem. And we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But we do have a problem here if these other companies are so poor and uninterested in doing good work.
The nation state of Hungary, the commercial space company of Axiom, they've come to a settlement about an astronaut to the ISS. This is a tourist move? What is it, Bob?
Yes. It's kind of a tourist move. Obviously, if it's a government astronaut, they're going to claim it's for science and research. But it's a PR stunt by Hungary. They want to send another astronaut into space. They did one during the Soviet era for a PR stunt for the Soviet Union. Now they want to do it for their own country. And they have had negotiations with Axiom for several years. But now they've finalized the deal to launch a Hungarian to ISS for a two-week mission in October, possibly, of this year. There is a Axiom commercial manned mission going later in October, and now one of those astronauts will be a Hungarian. Supposedly, Axiom is supposed to get $100 million for this deal. So this just indicates there is real money to be made from our American commercial space companies sending astronauts from other nations into space.
I wonder if some of the old Roscosmos ticket takers have turned up in Hungary. You know, they were really good at selling seats on Soyuz for the first part of this century. We now go to Axiom's another decision. This is a private company hiring Tim Peake. Who is Tim Peake?
Tim Peake is a British astronaut that has flown into ISS. He is the fourth former NASA astronaut or otherwise astronaut that Axiom has hired. And the reason Tim Peake's hiring is interesting is because Axiom has been in negotiation and has an agreement with the United Kingdom Space Agency to fly an all-British manned commercial mission sometime in the next year or so. And NASA has a rule that you've got to have an experienced astronaut as a commander. That's why Axiom has hired these astronauts. Well, it's now hired Tim Peake, who's British. He could command, and is an experienced astronaut, he could command this all-British mission. They have not named the other passengers yet. They will probably be citizens who want to go on into space. We'll have to wait and see. But now Axiom has got a British astronaut in its fleet of astronauts to fly missions for it. And this once again shows there is a market here for these American space companies to fly tourists in space. Then that might be private tourists, they might be government tourists, but there is a market for it.
Sierra Space, a test of failure of its module. What is Sierra Space?
Sierra Space is a partner it's a company that's making Dream Chaser, by the way. It's also a partner in the Orbital Reef Space Station. That's a partnership led by Blue Origin, and it's one of the three space stations that NASA has provided some funds for to build. And Sierra Space is making for that space station what it calls its life modules. These are inflatable modules, and it's been doing a series of tests with smaller scale versions of this module, inflating it and then pressurizing it to failure, having it blow up to see if it can maintain its shape at very high pressures to make sure it's safe. And so they now have done a complete test to failure, the second one of a full-scale version of this life inflatable module. And it's worked. They both tests exceeded the recommended levels of pressure successfully, so they proved this works. This company is doing real action here. It's interesting that the only company that's part of the Orbital Reef partnership that seems to be doing anything is Sierra Space. From Blue Origin, who's supposedly leading that project, we don't hear much. They have now announced Sierra Space that they'll sell this module to any space station. I think they're hedging their bets in case this becomes another Blue Origin dud project, John. Either way, they've had a successful test.
Saxavord, what is that, Bob?
Saxavord is a spaceport proposed on the Shetland Islands in the UK. It's had 2 years of problems trying to get permits from the UK's Civil Aviation Authority. Well, according to Saxavord, it is going to get its final license from the CAA by September of this year. This will be the third license the CAA will have issued to allow Saxavord to complete launches, which is kind of ridiculous. But yes, they issued a spaceport license in December of 23. Then they issued a range license in March of 24, and now they're going to issue an air access license in September of 24, we hope. That still won't allow Saxavord to launch, because every rocket company that wants to launch from it will have to get its own license from the CAA, and as we learned with Virgin Orbit, they might take a year to do that. So we're still facing regulatory problems in the UK.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, going exploring. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.